Welcome, everybody, to the Great Northern Cackle. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great Northern Cackle. I am your host, Brenton Birdall, and I am joined today by the one and only, the godfather, Nick Tome. How's it going, Nick?
Good.
Today we are on beautiful Souris Valley Golf Course in Minot, North Dakota for the third annual Kirk Elm Classic. Current weather conditions, I would say 69 degrees, wind 10 to 15 out of the northwest, and it is chubby guy boob sweat friendly, I tell you what.
It really is.
Happy to have the breeze. Happy to have the breeze.
Saves lives.
Happy to have the shade. I walked out on the balcony this morning and I was like, please God, do not be the devil's armpit. Please. I can't do it. I can't go shopping in Walmart with its air conditioning without embarrassing me and my family. So
we're not going to have to do laundry because we're not going to have to use our burner shirts.
Absolutely. We brought burner shirts, but Kirk is looking out for us today. No rain clouds in the vicinity that we can see so far. Turnout looks amazing. We got a full stacked roster. This is a scramble tournament, and we were hoping to see a bit of debauchery, just like last year. Like I said, I'm like a horse. It's like a horse race. Like I'm like a racehorse. I get out of the gate and I'm like, ooh, here we go.
Like a puppy, get excited, just start peeing in the corner.
I just dump shit around corner one. So we always start off a little slow. Everybody's waking up. People come to town. People come from all over America to play in the Kirk Elm Classic. So Friday night can end up being a little bit strenuous. So everyone's a little bit groggy. Got to get a couple breakfast drinks and everybody. And then they start to pep up a little bit. Luckily, where we're sitting in between, I believe, hole 11 and 12. And I believe the debauchery, you know what I'm saying? The rowdy boys might be on the front. That's how it happened last year. It was perfect.
Yep. So, if it's slow on the front. If it's slow right now, it's just going to be ram-packed later.
So far, we're seeing everybody pretty much behave themselves 100%. Seeing a lot of Yetis full of coffee, seeing a lot of waters. Not too many beers. The beer ladies pulled up to us. So like, can we get you a drink? I was like, yeah, I'll have a screwdriver. And Tom's like, whiskey, water. And then they just drove away.
they don't have beer.
Yeah. I guess they only had beer, but they didn't really inform us of that. So good to know. So we are a bit parched. We woke up this morning. Got a little late start to it. Packed protein heavy. I had a Tom smoothie. It had so much things in it, I don't even know what's going on. I've had so many vitamins this morning, I can't feel the seat on my ass. I feel like I'm floating.
That's right. Yeah. Welcome to the
life. Is this
life.
What healthy people feel like?
Yeah. Feel good.
Well, I feel great. Yeah, so
we had some steak this morning.
Steak kebabs for breakfast. You know, I did what I could inside of a bachelor's apartment. I made things happen, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a spatula to even make eggs.
I was like, whip up a couple eggs. You don't have a spatula. Yeah. I opened up the dishwasher. It's literally never been used. It had cobwebs in there. There was a stray cat living in there. It didn't even look when I opened the door. So we're doing good.
Yeah, I had my sister's wedding last night. So that was a pretty good time, you know what I mean? Up a little later than usual, but that vitamin life, dude.
Vitamin life. So yeah, we wanted to kind of just get settled. It's always nervous for us. We don't know. I mean, when you're golfing and you start at hole one, you kind of know where to drive. But when you need to get to the other end of a golf course that you haven't golfed for 15 years, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking. Not naming any names, but you know, no tee boxes were driven over on the way here. We made it. We didn't have a map.
Okay, that's enough. One time.
We used to get here a little early and settle in, but we figured we would just show up right at the last minute, rushed, and just do everything at the last minute. But we're feeling good. Vibes are up. The boys are buzzing. I think everyone's kind of just rolling off their coffee buzz a little bit. And we should see a little bit more action. We should see some movement as we go on here. So we will be back. We are set up off the green of 9 and in between 12. And we may have made a bad decision. We just had a ball roll up to the cart. It appears we may have put ourselves in harm's way. We are going to take our chances so far. We may have to reevaluate for safety reasons. Looks like we have one of the elms.
Yeah, we have Mr. Kyler Elm here.
Good-looking group. Everyone's well-dressed. I wouldn't expect anything less. Wind is going to play.
That's a Shayla Elm right there, actually.
It's a Shayla Elm?
Yeah, another Elm. Shayla Elm and... I want to say it's Jarek? Hey, yeah.
What's up?
How are you doing, Shayla?
Good.
Good.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
It's early. It's early.
It really is. It really is.
I can see you can still.
You want to? You want to talk with us?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Get him a mic.
Here you go.
Shayla's a good talk.
No, I outdrove you, but I was just on the route.
That doesn't count then.
People are a little shy right away, you know. We're gonna break them in though.
Usually they need a little talking fluid to get on the mic. But once the talking fluid gets flowing, you know what I'm saying? Get a claw or two, whatever you're into.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll find Mike out here eventually.
Then we gotta rip mics out of people's hands.
He's coming.
Oh, so, he's coming.
There's the crew right there.
Oh, yeah, we got all the Elms collaborating on one.
There's a lot of Elms.
There goes his back.
And him. The shit talking. I like it. You get a taste of what the Kirk Elm Classic's all about there, you know?
Good luck.
A little friendly banter.
If the vibe is good, I mean, how could you have a bad time? We were talking about it last night, you know, like softball, pretty much just anything, like having to do with just like life in general, you know? Like if you can keep the vibes up, pretty much you can turn any situation into a fun one. There is a goose presence on the course.
There is. We've seen a couple of them already.
Is there more elms out here?
Looks
or
like
more
they got some tree trimming going on over there.
There are equal amounts elms to equal amounts Canadian geese today. So yeah. Everywhere I look, you can either see an elm or a goose. both are equally menaces on the course.
Very much.
I'm going to try to get an interview with one of those geese and just let them comment on how they think they can just stand right on a tee box. One of them has babies.
On the allegations What's that baby, they just mess everything up.
What's a baby goose called? I don't even know. Oh, we got some nature walkers. Oh,
hey.
Looks like we got some action over here.
Long putt, maybe?
Long putt, yep. Stick it. So there's plenty of prizes. Every hole has multiple ways to win. Long drive, shittiest drive. I'm just throwing these out of my ass. Like we said, disclaimer, everything we say on here is fact because there's no one to fact check us.
You want to know one fact?
I'll tell you.
I banged a 62-foot putt in the long putt last year.
You did. You did. And then
we're going to go attack that again at the end of this year.
The pot for the putt challenge was at like $150. And just by Tome, like Tome didn't pick up a club for 5 years, smacked a 62 foot
yep.
putt, and all of a sudden the fucking money came out.
Yeah.
The guy collecting the money to give out the balls couldn't even keep up. He was spinning in circles.
The coolest part about that, Bertal, is there was seven of my homies sitting there spending money trying to beat me because the one thing Kirk never wanted was me to win. And so that's why that thing ran a little late into the evening, because they were not going to let me walk away with the putter at the Kirk Elm Classic.
Absolutely. And I would be this, and I took my shot at it too, but I don't know what it is. It's just your stupid face that I just don't want to see win, you know.
So I just want to deliver one of these fists to your suck hole. You know?
So if you could go ahead and just change your face, that would be great. Let's go. Hell yeah.
They just hit a 24-foot birdie.
That's one third.
That was a putt.
That's like one. That's one quarter of what you hit last year. So
yeah. So try harder, guys.
Try harder. I mean, 24 foot. That's okay. But is it 62? I don't know if it is. I believe there's another putter up.
That was my first ball too last year. That was the craziest part, dude.
Unbelievable. I think it was like the last. I mean, nobody shot after the. Who won it? Mueller won it.
Yeah, Matt Mueller, my cousin, ended up getting one on like the third to last ball, putting in.
He had to pump $200 into doing it.
Yeah, though. But that's a good thing. It's for a good cause, you know.
No, it is for a good cause, and so, it's an $800 putter.
And that's kind of why I was heckling him, you know, and not because I just love to heckle, but you know, it's for a good cause. We're bringing money in.
We are. That's why we're here. All the proceeds go to
Aiden,
Kirk's son. I think from last year there was a little bit of talk of spreading the money around a bit with maybe some charities, just because of the tremendous amount of support that they've seen the last 2 years. So that's pretty crazy when you start a golf scramble and you have too much money to know what to do with. You know, it's like winning the lottery. Yeah. Like it's kind of dangerous. If Tom won the lottery,
I'd be dead in a month.
We'd have to have a handler for him.
Yeah.
We'd need an accountant, an agent, and a handler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Designated smoothie chef.
He currently has 14 people on the payroll. That's funny. Like the movie Pop Star.
Where are all these couches? Who buys 9 couches?
Yeah.
They're just at random places throughout Minot. It's a little slow on the beginning. It was last year too, you know. We kind of have like a select group
It's like three or four that we really know really well. This year, it's not so many. I didn't know the first two coming up, the first two groups. But
we did see the Elm Clan come on the backside of, back behind us. They will be circling around and headed our way. But it's cool to see, you know, a tournament fill out and people just, you know what I mean? It's gotten the recognition that you might not even, it's not like a good old boy little gathering. It's an actual prestigious, well-known event, and people want to golf it.
They do. They do. It fills up instantly every year.
So, yeah, the goose situation is at a minimum right now. There have been a few goose sightings. I just don't trust them. They got black, beady eyes. I don't like the way that they look at me.
They're just shady.
They are shady. And I know there's an argument to people say, well, this is where they, this is where their nesting grounds were. Well, this golf course has been here for like 50 fucking years, so there's no way. That's like that's like 10 generations of geese. It's like, you know what I mean? It's time to migrate. So I have nothing against geese personally. I just, you know, down in Florida they have gators, and up north we have Canadian geese. They will look you right in your eyes.
Both equally aggressive.
They have no soul. They have no soul. So hopefully we'll get a rowdy group through. White Claw count is at one. Tom's drinking water like an adult. Wind is going to be a bit of a situation for the podcast and for the players. So we will see how it plays out.
I'm going to wait to turn it on here.
Yep.
Give me an hour.
Yep.
We're going to get rowdy.
Prime the pump.
I'm kind of waiting for the guys I graduated with to come through, throw some zingers at them.
We have a couple loaded. Just some ideas. They're not pre-written. We don't pre-write anything. This is off the cuff. We roll with the punches, but we do maybe have a couple subjects of study that we'd like to toss at them. We'll be right back.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
And we are back with the very famous, the one and only... healed up Mike Elm. How's it going?
It is good. The arm actually did
arm
heal.
Looking good.
And my golf game isn't.
No. You could still, you know, you could still use it as an excuse.
Yeah, that's right.
His son Austin over there looks like he teaches hot yoga in a trailer park.
He does.
He's got tight jean shorts dude.
He was pointing the jean short. That's our team look this year.
Okay.
Kids trying to make a little fun of dad, and I'm like, well, we're all going to do. So they all got jean shorts, went out this morning and got them. That's our look.
I think you guys look great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really good look.
It's a new look. A
little bit of wind this year?
A little bit of wind, but can you believe it? 75 again, or 80. It's beautiful.
It's almost chilly.
Yeah, it's almost
crazy.
Chilly, but in the sun, it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, it's big boy friendly. Yeah,
it is big,
I'm so happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice little breeze. Yep.
Unbelievable. Not a rain cloud in the sky. Looks like a great turnout. The course is looking good.
Yep. And of course, great, like you said, turnout and great people that come here every year to sponsor this and be, remember Kirk and everything that he had. What was all about him. I think Callan's going barefoot, his brother, in honor.
Doing the Kirk,
Kirk always played barefooted. And just, and this community support, it's unbelievable. And, I am a prize list somewhere over there. It's like, it's
unbelievable.
It's the biggest tournament, I don't know, anywhere.
It has to be, absolutely.
There's Aiden right there.
Here comes Aiden.
Doing pull-ups on the cart.
Look at that.
Keeping it tight. Yeah. Keeping it tight on the court.
Hi, Dina.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to stay loose out here.
Yes, you do. Know? Yeah, so. Anyway, but I appreciate you guys being out here and covering this.
We wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Yeah, it's really quite a thing.
So we're not swinging so good for you today?
It's coming. It's coming. But no.
Did you get out and practice at all?
Last night we went to the range. Didn't help.
Right. Waited to study right before the night of the test.
Right.
Never worked for me either.
Yeah, you know, pick C every time.
I let the kids. The kids can carry me warm.
Yeah.
They use me for my putter. That's all you need.
I did the same thing, and I woke up the next morning so sore from hitting the day before. Yes. I would have been better to just not do it at all.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, a couple years ago, I hit so hard my forearms, both of them. The next day, were black and blue.
Oh,
that's
really?
How hard I was hitting.
Wow.
Okay, I got to stop doing that.
You should have seen the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just shreds on contact.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, wow. But if we found it, right.
Awesome.
But, well, you know, again, thanks, guys, coming out.
Absolutely.
And you'll see some other crews come through here, groups, and this is just a wonderful event. Nick, you know Kirk so well.
Oh, yeah. He's my number two.
What he's all about. You know, we all know.
Oh, yeah. Sure do.
And he's just, you know, one of those moments, but it's great. It's a great moment.
It really
and
is.
And it's great to see what everyone gets together and what you can do. You know, if you rally behind something, this is kind of what everyone's done.
It's like what you can accomplish when no one has their own agenda.
Yeah, right.
You know, and yes. Everyone's just in it for like spirit of it. And it's really neat. Oh. And this is like one thing the only thing I do this in a year that actually has that vibe to it, kind of, to be honest.
We're all united. It's kind of a united. Yeah. United goal, just to have fun, get out here, and just do something.
100%.
Callan said it best. You know, Kirk wouldn't have wanted anything other than all of his friends and family in one golf tournament.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, he made it happen, you know?
He did.
I still get the chills when I hear him say that.
Yeah.
When he sent that to me, I was a mess. I was trying to edit.
Oh,
I'm just like, this is better than this is 50 times better than anything I've ever heard yet expected.
Right.
So he came through with the outro last year. We got to keep it we have to keep it a tradition.
He
so
sure did.
We're going to get with the beer girls. We're going to get with, it's going to be the same old boys. So we got some segments. We're going to start doing some things that, you know, now it's the third one. So the third time, it's going to, you know, and talking to you.
Yep.
We like to talk to you every time we come through.
Well, thank you guys so much.
We appreciate you stopping by. And
again, let's do it again next year.
Absolutely.
I mean, why stop?
Yeah.
We're enjoying ourselves. Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
I believe it's back at Wildwood next year, right?
There could be a little twist in there.
Oh, really? Oh, we're getting a scoop. It's here right now, folks.
A twist in the road here, maybe.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
I can't. There's one other course we haven't played yet in Minot. And so,
oh, really?
Oh.
That is a possibility they're talking about.
Is it in the western... Western vicinity?
Southeastern part of mine.
Southeastern. Okay, absolutely.
Behind the truck stop.
Behind the truck stop. Okay.
The new country club.
Okay.
New country club.
Yeah, they've talked it, and if it works out, that's going to be the goal.
Is Apple Grove still open?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Couldn't tell you.
So, I mean, you know, for an 18-hole course.
We would have to have it. Yeah, I remember Apple Grove over that. That was my guess, so I was wrong.
But
you spilled the beans anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. It's in the works.
Okay.
It's in the works. So.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
That's the goal.
Awesome. Well, good luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
I hope you can turn it around. Usually gets better as you go. You get a little loose.
That's what I think,
too. Yes. Yeah. I mean, the jean shorts.
We're only in the third inning. We got to get to the
next. The jean shorts and the white tees.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much for the beer.
Did you like the shirt? Yeah.
Thank you for the beer.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys get it?
Yeah. You owe me like 7 more, but again,
Oh, he got my stack.
Yeah.
The kids, no, the boys put a sticker on his back.
Yeah, we did something for that. Whoever came up.
What's up, Aiden?
On hole number 13, which was Kirk's birthday, was February 13th. So I said 213. Whoever's on hole number 11, which is his favorite hole, is going to get around. So we did that.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
It's just weird. We do. The tournament does everything. You never know what's going to happen anyway.
Sure.
That's what makes it so fun.
Let's get Aiden in here a little bit, huh?
Here comes our grandson, Aiden, Kirk's son. All right, Aiden. All right.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Looking quite refined in your get-up this afternoon.
Yeah.
Denim on the bottom, white shirt on the top.
Yeah.
Got the dad shoes, got the high white socks. Looked like he's ready to mow a lawn.
Did you buy them all trimmed up on the bottom like this?
No, we just bought regular jeans and then... Austin just cut him up.
Okay.
He can pull this off. This is a bit of a drip right here. He's got the chain going.
He does.
So how you been, man? It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How's your year?
It's been well.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Nothing really. Just playing some golf, gone to varsity.
Nice.
Yeah.
Swinging, doing a lot of swinging.
So you're on
a lot
the varsity
golf
team then?
Yeah. The season's over now, but.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely, dude. How did it go?
It went pretty well.
Are your skills transferring over to the tournament?
Not right now. It's a little cold right now, but I also haven't golfed in like 2 months since season ended.
So, sure. Just ease back into it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Start with your sandwich. Work
take
your way
them
up to
guys
the
down. Austin, yeah. Callan,
you know,
all them guys. You take them down, Aiden.
In between holes, you could be doing a little bit of stretching. We would really like to see you beat at least, you know what I'm saying? We need some high numbers out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, no expectations. I can't golf. I barely can golf. So anything's better than me and Tom out there. So it's good.
Yeah,
I forgot my clubs in the back of my truck, and we're like, probably good thing.
Good thing, yeah.
But yeah, stretches, you know.
Here comes Clay Callis.
Like
is that Clay Callis right there?
Uncles.
Looks like he sells generic OxyClean at the state fair here.
How's it going?
Catcher 9000. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. What's up, Clay?
How you doing, Tom?
Good, man. Good.
So, yeah, buddy. Anything else? What have you been up to? Just kind of chilling or hit the pool yet at all? A little too chilly or what?
Yeah. No, I hit the pool one day. It was like 89 degrees something. It was pretty hot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just kind of relaxing, you know, chilling on your summer vacation.
Kind of. I've been also working a little bit, getting some money.
Working a little bit.
Where are you working?
Material assessing for.
Steel. Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
That's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Out in the workforce.
How do you like that?
I mean, it's repetitive, but it's super easy and it pays off.
Oh, great. Nice. He's like, for your age, I mean, yeah. 12 bucks an hour is making money.
You know how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Same stuff, different color, you know, just a paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's really cool that you're working.
How many hours you put in a week?
I'm averaging like 5 or 4 right now.
Perfect. Just easing yourself into it. Get into the workplace. Right. It's good skills to learn when you're young. I started working young also. So you get it. You get a kind of a leap on the people that wait until after they go to college to start working.
Yeah. Builds character.
Like it sure does. Right on. Well, you guys are a good looking group. I really like the get up.
I mean, the jean shorts. I mean, I guess good looking is an adjective you could use.
This is like this is like suburb dad drip is what they got going on. Here. He pulls it off. Drip. He's got the chain, dude. You make it look good. Actually,
you do. You pull it off.
Well, we're easing into it. We're I know you're only a couple holes in. We're gonna catch up with you a little bit later.
All right.
After everyone gets gets a little bit loose, gets a few swings in, maybe it'll turn around for you guys.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you.
Well, we're 1 under right now.
Well, that's awesome. Well, there we go.
Yeah, doing it.
Yeah.
Clutched up with a
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Putt. Did Dina not golf last year, but she's golfing this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Getting into it.
Yeah. She's actually hitting pretty well.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
She a pretty good golfer? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Her drives, I mean, she went to the range like yesterday.
That's what we heard.
Just like, just first hitting in a few years. And yeah, she's actually doing like pretty well.
Really? Nice. Awesome. Good for Dina.
Yeah.
I feel like the Elmos just have natural ability.
They do. Yeah.
They just come out of the womb with some skills.
These natural athletes come out of the womb with a 900 credit score and a golf swing, you know? Like, crazy.
Good looking group.
Yeah, they really are.
All right, thanks, Aiden. Good luck. We're rooting for you, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah, later, man.
All right.
Get it.
Hey, we got Austin Elm here.
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. So, did you get in last night or 2 hours ago like you did last year?
No, last year was 20 minutes before the tournament.
Jeez.
Were you pulling a camper? Was that you?
We took our RV.
We took the RV.
Rolled in 20 minutes. The RV was bumping down the road because the tire was about to
close. Oh, my gosh. So when did you get in?
We got in last night.
Oh, you did? So you got a little sleep before this. Yep. And okay.
A little smoother journey this time.
Yeah, I slept in Kyler's camper last night.
Still ended up in a camper.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyone in the camper with you?
All my kids.
Oh, your kids. Okay. Oh, so it was not adult time then.
No.
All right.
Very,
sweet.
Very little adult.
Very little privacy in the campers. That's I know that sure. firsthand. It
and
sucks
if
terribly.
Moves, you feel the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no way to stabilize them.
I don't think you had a beard last year. I mean, you
did not.
Your beard looks pretty good. Beard.
That's why I was
looks
having
like Chuck
problems.
Norris ashed
like,
a cigar
actually,
in your face.
Last year when we started. When we started our trip last year, we went on a 2.5 month camping trip, basically, last summer.
Nice. 2.5 months?
Halfway through it, my wife's like, you promised me you'd grow out a beard. I was like, I never said that.
Oh, that's funny.
And now I've grown it out and I've had it ever since.
I mean, it looks good. There's a little red in there in the sunlight.
There is. See. There's some red.
There's some red.
It's a few.
It's like a blonde. It's like a painting.
I call them blondes.
Blondes?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's blondes in there.
Sweet.
For sure.
Yeah, it's not bad, buddy.
Yeah.
Some people just can't do it.
No.
You know?
And I don't know. I don't really. I got some patches in there as well.
Ah, me too. That we're not perfect.
But if it grows out long enough, it covers it.
Yeah,
everything
sometimes
up, you know?
Don't know what you have with the beard until you let it go long enough.
Yep.
You got to get it through that rag stage, and then once it grows out, then you kind of see what you're working with. But you got to just let it buck
through the itchy stage, as Mike Elm would say.
Yeah, through the itchy stage. Yeah, that could go a couple different ways.
And then it's just keeping it so it doesn't look Amish. That's the hardest part.
Yeah,
like
right.
If you're gonna try to go long with it, all of a sudden it's like poof. Let's raise a bar.
Yeah,
you know it's hard. The beard maintenance doesn't really get recognized by the ladies.
It really
just like,
doesn't.
Can you please just grow a beard? It's like, do you realize what kind of responsibility this is going to be?
Yeah.
It's not exactly easy.
I take my vitamins, and the thing in 2 days is like, boom, every 2 days shaving.
Except we concluded last night the reason people grow up beards is because they're lazy and don't want to shave every other day.
You know?
The reason
I'm not arguing that point at all.
I grow mine out so it hides my double chin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now I can take selfies from like straight on and not above, you know?
I look like a divorced vacuum salesman.
Oh, that's funny.
Not a good look.
No.
Well, how are you hitting? Things are going good? What'd you just say? Someone hit a putt?
Hit a few good shots. No, my wife put one to like 6 feet on the last hole.
Awesome.
Didn't even get closest to.
Oh, really?
Right there. Yeah, it was sweet.
Well, standing back.
Kyler was up here and hit a 24, I think.
Yeah, I saw it. Or, sorry, I saw it on the sign that he made a 24-footer.
Yeah, they were cheering as
we're playing all right. You know, Mike can't swing the club right now, but he'll come around.
Okay. Why, his shoulder still bothering him?
No, he just doesn't golf.
He's just struggling, doesn't golf. Okay.
Can't put the club.
Tell Mike to lock it in. He's got it in him.
He goes off the toe.
He's just got to find it.
Yeah.
He's here for vibes, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I got a messed up foot for softball. I still show up for the vibes.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds keep the boys going, you know what I'm saying?
Sunflower seeds, that's what we're missing here.
We are missing sunflower seeds.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just happy we're playing here at Cirrus this year. Like, this is a course me and Kirk grew up on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's super cool to be
here. Same, me too. Me too. I golfed here more than anywhere else.
Anywhere else. And we used to put our clubs on our backs, ride our bikes over here from Terracita.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Over from Terracita. We'd ride over here and we'd play. We'd ride them back.
That's cool.
I remember Kirk eagled. My mom was asking me what his favorite hole was. I was like, I think it might be 11. I was like, but he did eagle 10 from the, like, right from the crevasse one day when we were playing.
Oh, really? What's the crevasse?
Like, you know, the trench right in the middle of 10. It goes right across the middle of the fairway.
Oh, really?
He was down there and put one up, and we were looking around the green to try and find it. We couldn't find it anywhere. He's like, I swear it was right on the hole. Then he went into the hole and grabbed it out of the cup.
No,
he's like,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That was awesome. Nice. I didn't know that. I didn't know he eagled a hole on this course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And there'd be times we'd have skins going on. We'd carry over 6, 7, 8 holes, like.
Oh, if you're playing with Kirk, you're gambling on something.
Well, gambling, sure, but then also both playing, like, out of our minds, like, birdie ties.
Nice.
We eagle tied 11. We went birdie 10, eagled 11, birdie 12. I think we both parred 13, and hole 14 was a 5-stroke hole, and I think he ended up winning that hole with a par, but
really?
It was just like, bang, bang, like, we're both on
fire. Oh, just cheering, yeah. He's probably half mad that you're stealing his thunder from golfing really good, just following him right behind,
right,
you know?
Right.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but no, this is an awesome time out here. I love coming back here for this.
It's really a collaboration of some good people.
Oh, yeah.
It really
Especially Zahn and Breen, man. They're the best.
Yeah.
They put more work into this than any one of us Elms.
Like, oh, I bet.
Far,
I
by
bet.
Far.
Yeah, because I called Zahn and man, I had some questions and he had all the answers. He knew exactly how it operated.
It's
and
so appreciated, you know, from all of us.
Yeah.
It's so appreciated because it's so much work to put everything together. It's so much work.
Oh, yeah,
and
I bet.
The fact that, like, a family friend can do that for the family is just, it's huge. You
yeah.
know? It's so awesome. That there's someone that can do that, and then we can come out here and, like, enjoy
just enjoy it, yeah.
Rather than being stressed out about
it. And it runs so smooth, like, no one's stressed out, no one's, you know what I mean? There's no, like, there's nothing, no holdups or nothing.
Right.
Like, everyone's just kind of, it's just going like it should.
Right.
It's a standard golf tournament. He must have done a good job with that, you know?
Well, best tournament in North Dakota.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Nothing but respect. You know, we've done a little business. We know what it takes. We know how quickly roadblocks pop up and things don't call you back or things don't show up where they need to be. It's just unbelievable that they can put it together every year. Like, flawlessly, seamlessly, no problems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, it's unreal.
So
I just have so much appreciation for those guys.
Hell yeah.
And for you guys. You get out here every year.
Yeah, we get
every
out here.
Year, man.
Love it.
We get
out
here. We're missing for the world. Birdall actually is his daughter, his oldest daughter, Hadley, is my goddaughter, and it's her birthday today.
Oh,
so
cool.
And so he's always got to split the time and stuff like that, you know, a little bit.
Right.
For him to make it up from Fargo is always a challenge.
Sure.
I just I really appreciate you doing that and making it up here to do
greatly,
that. So.
Greatly appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's cost me thousands and thousands of dollars in driving gifts.
Hey,
quick, I know you got to get going, but PGA Tour or LIV Golf?
Let's combine them both. Let's have the best golf out there.
All right, that's
there
what I'm talking about.
Best
Thanks
golf
a lot, man.
Out there. That's what everyone wants to play, right?
Absolutely.
And watch.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Really,
appreciate
really
you stopping
appreciate
by.
I'm going to go crush a drive.
All right, get it, Austin. Right,
sounds good. Good seeing you, man.
And we're back. Looks like we have an interesting group out here. If you look closely, I think that there is a safari man, maybe from the jungle.
Oh, that's Clay Callis right there, actually.
That is a whole look. And that is a whole damn vibe.
Yeah, I don't know what he's got going on there. He looks like a substitute teacher who sucks at coaching 8th grade girls volleyball. I mean, what is he thinking? And this right here, there's a couple guys. There's Wyatt Boucher, Brock DeLorius, Travis Whitmire, and Ryan Bryans. Ryan Bryans is that super athletic, unathletic man.
Wonder,
he looks super athletic, but he's not.
That guy kind of looks like a zookeeper.
Yeah, he's built like a brick shithouse.
We should ask him what to do about the geese.
Me strong, me smash rock.
So it looks like we got a couple, nothing too close to the pin. We got some lengthier putts, looks like.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are pretty good golfers here. They should be pretty decent.
seeing a lot of talking, not a lot of golfing.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of standing around while Clay Cowles is trying to.
Looks like city workers.
Yeah. They really do. Looks like they got that pose down pretty good there.
Yeah.
The club down.
Something
to
lean on.
Yeah, the one knee crossing over the other leg.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, I graduated with all four of them fools. They're all a bunch of basketball players. I wrestled. Naturally, we clashed.
I would imagine you're quite the threat.
I think RB had to get a new Apple Watch after he challenged me in the parking lot last year towards the end of the day.
Good old Bishop Ryan wrestling match right on the asphalt.
Yep.
We had to put up cones.
Yeah.
It's the slowest I've seen two people get to the ground in years.
I didn't go to the ground.
One of you did.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to wait for these guys to walk off maybe here, heckle them a little bit. They're a little far away and stuff, so we're not going to push the issue. We're going to let people golf first.
I just want to make a quick announcement. It's kind of a surprise. No one knows about this, but I will be head and arming Tome at some point throughout the evening.
No, you so won't be.
Yes, I will.
No.
Yes, I owe you one from 2003, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Into the mud, dude. I just got that shirt.
Fuck around, find out.
Ruin my favorite Echo shirt and my JNCOs.
It's an Echo shirt and JNCOs. I probably did you a favor.
I'm joking. Okay. I think that was like the affliction. That was more like the affliction era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah
Diesel
yeah.
jeans and affliction. You know, just thinking we were MMA fighters. You flip me in the front yard. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah. These guys usually aren't much for talkers here. We're going to see if we can. I don't know, banter them up a little bit as they go by. Let's see here. Good. What's up,
What's Max? Up, boys?
How are you?
Good, man. Good
Is
to see you. I don't think Ben's making it today. Nope. Oh, he might. So tell him where we're at if he does. So, Clay Cowles. Look at you, little beekeeper.
What's up?
What's up, Bushy? Yeah.
Oh, how you doing? Good to see you too.
Yeah. Do you work on that golf swing? Does it still look like you're trying to start a weed whacker while scooping dog shit?
Yeah. Still in the old
okay.
bat there.
All right.
Aluminum.
Okay. Just wondering, you know. RB, you still modeling a hot topic or what?
Oh, hey, buddy. I didn't see you.
Hey.
Are you? Well, what'd you do there?
Not that hole.
Oh, not that hole. Okay. The one we didn't see that nobody probably saw. So. Gotcha. Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Good to see you.
You look good.
You too. Every time, every year I see you, you look better and better.
How's your fam?
Great. Perfect. How are you? You gonna get her going or what? It's a little early, I know, but you got plans to make this?
No, I was telling Wyatt the newness kind of wore off the last couple years. So
sure.
The whole get slammed by hole five is like
yeah.
not quite there anymore.
You're maturing. You're getting older.
I know.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Yeah.
Lucy's got some vodka, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, hey, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. We're getting white girl wasted today.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, my God.
We're going to do a segment where we talk to you now, and then we talk to you in 4 hours.
Yeah. When I got him head and arms stuck on the ground in the parking lot.
My watch is still fucked up.
He's got the same watch. Yeah.
Look at that thing. That's awesome. Are we good on White Claws?
We could use a couple.
Okay, I'll go grab some.
So, awesome, dude. Looks like the vibes are good. Got some jams going. So fun. Oh. No, oh, you're good. There we go. Here we go.
We got the rattle can back here to make that speaker like 2006.
I like it. It's like putting a phone in a solo cup.
Well, it sounds like the hatchback of an old
I had a hatchback.
The old white Geo Metro that Elm had.
Absolutely. I had an Escort. He had a, what did he have?
Here, take this. White Geo Metro. White Geo Metro, just thumping.
Just thumping?
Speakers are just bouncing off there.
Just places to go, wow. Fucking people to see.
Stealing shit.
Stealing shit.
Edit that out.
I will, no problem. I'll talk to you, for a price. We have a sheet. We have a rate sheet. No, I'm just joking. We'll be around. I'm all night. So I had to dip in and dip out. It's my daughter's birthday, so. I have to tread lightly and, you know what I'm saying, up the ante on the presents, so I make it out. So, how you guys doing? Golfing good? Swinging them good?
We're turning them on now.
Awesome. Takes a little bit to get going. You got to prime the pump.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get comfy.
These guys behind us are throwing darts, so like, motherfuckers. How do you like having Tome back?
Too early to tell.
Great answer.
Yeah. So far, so good, though. That's what I will. That's what I'll say. So, yeah. A little chilly. Little the wind playing a factor.
A little bit, but yeah. Not much. Still getting, there's birdies out there.
At least it's not like terribly dog shit hot. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie, I'd take that.
You would take hot? Oh, not me.
I'm old. I got back problems.
Dude, I sweat getting out of the shower.
Oh, I know.
Hell yeah. Well, Tome has convinced the cart girls to go get us free chips from the clubhouse. Progress.
Yeah. Big guys are getting hungry.
Oh, we had a couple meat sticks, but those are gone. We went light on breakfast thinking that it was going to be hot. We didn't want to be full and hot. And it is chilly. Our bodies are using twice the calories to keep us warm.
Yeah.
And I can feel it.
Yeah, I had a wedding last night, and then Bertal got in town like 11, so he came to my house and hung out for a little bit, and then went down to Nola's, and we went back.
Played some Beck's.
Yeah, had a good time.
Look
and
at these guys.
So.
Hey, we want you.
We got Kynes and Garrett Schofield here, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got a shotgun up here. My story.
Cool, come on over.
It can be vouched for by Kynes.
All right, Garrett's got a story for us here. This is Garrett Schofield, everybody.
The notorious Kirk Elm.
The notorious.
Would always call me late at night and say, sir, it's like 8 a.m., 7 a.m. I'm like, yep, let's go. Play the front nine, and we'd always get to the back, and he's like, we tee off on 11. He goes, are you ready? I'm like, what are you talking about? The first time, I remember, are you ready? I'm like, what are you talking about? Now, Kotick won't like this story. Hopefully, he doesn't listen to this. But he runs the golf course out here.
Just don't tell him we did it.
We didn't do it either today. For sure, it didn't happen. Didn't do it in Iron Kirk at all. But steep cart path coming down from 11's tee box to the fairway.
It says slow.
It says, they even spray painted on there, slow. Go slow. Kirky would get it going as fast as possible, slam the sucker in neutral. I swear to God, we're going like 28 miles an hour in a golf cart going down that hill. And it's got a turn at the bottom. And if you go straight, you go off the edge of it into a heck of a bump. Oh, classic trick. That's
awesome.
Where we learned it from.
Yeah. These don't really have roll cages on them either.
They don't.
This is pretty flimsy.
And the seatbelts don't really hold you in. There's not a 4-point harness.
There's really not.
I don't think the handle's going to help you.
We don't even have handles in this one. We do. They're back here.
Yeah, little shits in there.
Yeah.
That's not holding the big boy in. No way. I'll rip this roof off of this thing.
Kirk really liked to push the limits in that aspect.
100%.
He did.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, he risk taker.
He really was.
And if you weren't awake yet, especially if we start in the morning and we start on the back nine, you just played one hole. You're like, all right, I'm kind of groggy, waking up, still head out of the coffee. Good morning.
Welcome to the fucking show.
Yeah, we are lights out going 28 miles an hour on a golf cart. Kotick, sorry, but this is what happens.
That's funny.
Sometimes you have to take chances to make memories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, dude.
It's all burned in my memory.
Good judgment. Good judgment comes from experience, but sometimes experience comes from bad judgment.
It's a journey.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. I miss Kirk a lot. Love that kid.
Yeah, RIP, buddy.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Jordan,
you want to
over here?
Come on, Kynes.
Nope, stand up.
Well, you ain't got enough PBRs in here, or what?
Not this year, boys.
Oh, you're not going to walk. You're not walking this whole course, you wild man.
It's because we didn't call his agent back.
Carry my clubs out here.
Jeez, all right, guys. Lock it in.
See you in August, though.
All right. Yep, August, buddy. Yeah, those guys, we go on a bachelor
so
party
mysterious.
In August.
Didn't want to give us the exclusive interview.
Some people kind of freeze up when they got the mic right in their face, you know, and we're pretty intimidating two guys. Asking somebody to speak, so you know that shit happens.
Sometimes you just gotta let her flap in the wind, Tom.
You do, yeah. Sometimes you just gotta let it hang out. You know, my brother once said, when you're on the golf course, and any day is that you can get a little sunshine, a little direct sunlight on the dick, is a great day. You know,
that
thing rarely sees sunlight,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And so when you get to pee into the sun, I mean, that's a good day.
Vitamin D.
And I've tried it since then, and he's not wrong.
It's like, what's that, sunning? you know, where you
up
on a cliff.
I mean, you could don't mistake, Cirrus. It's not a nude beach, but
right. You were doing a version of that with your head earlier.
I was trying to get rid of the hard hat tan, dude.
I look back and Tom's just staring like mystically into the trees, just like he had an aura about him. The sun was like glistening him, like it was a theater light on stage, and he just had a moment. I think I heard a bald eagle, but it was just a goose.
Yeah. It was pretty relaxing though. You know, I gotta get some sun. I got a hard hat strapped on like 6 days a week, dude.
Yeah, it shows. Yeah. I get a big D on my head, or like I get a big mark from wearing my hat backwards.
You have a big D on your head? I mean, word that better. Try harder.
Yeah, you were talking
you're really lobbing them up for me here, buddy. Yeah,
you were talking about having your willy in the sun, so I was just a little bit, I was distracted.
A little aroused.
And I was just going through the mental process of how long that's going to take me to find, edit, and fucking, and clip out of there. So I was a little bit upset. I was a little frazzled.
Yeah, I got you. I think next up, we're going to have Tony Mueller's group, and they're just a one group. There's only four of them. Usually they roll in duos, so they kind of got hosed. But yeah, they're going to come up here. We'll get a little interview with Tony, maybe squeeze a good Kirk story out of them, you know? Oh, there they come trolling up. Look at them in their nice golf carts. I don't think they're using the course ones. Mueller!
It's a good-looking group.
Bam, 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 bam. On the fringe. Let's see what these guys got. They've been playing crappy all day.
We have to ask, are you using the putter that you stole out of Tom's hands last year?
Yeah. That's Matt Mueller last year. Stole all my thunder with a 64-yard putt to beat my 62. Right there. Oh, okay. I guess it was never my putter. It was Alice's putter. Okay. Wow, I love talking shit. That felt good. Just when people bring it, I talk a lot of shit, so when people give it back to me, it makes me feel less of a bully.
It's a lot easier to make fun of people when they're less good looking. I just,
that's why the Muellers have so much confidence around me, because they're better looking.
The style of pants that he's wearing, I want to wear them like that. I just didn't know I could.
Yeah, it looks like he's showing up to an all-girl yoga class.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I'm like really digging for something here, like pretty boys, you know.
Sometimes coming up with the zingers, I mean, you gotta put some effort into them. It's hard to get them to come right off.
Yeah, we could sometimes yell stuff at them like, "I hope you get fat when you get old," or something like that. Like, because that would affect them more than us. Like, we're already fat,
you know.
Yeah, your metabolism is gonna get you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, with the Muellers, it's a little harder to pick on these people. You know, you really gotta dig deep for them. I usually don't send a lot of zingers, but when I send one, oh, it's a dagger.
All right, well, you better prime the pump. You better get ready. You better warm it up.
I might take it easy on these guys. These are two individuals that have been really good to me in the past.
Oh.
So they have. Tony always threatens me with a $10,000 bill he's going to send me for all the free food I've eaten at Planet Pizza throughout my two-decade career of knowing him.
We went from chirping to ass-kissing pretty freaking quick there.
That was. But, you know, I call him like I see him. I'm a real guy. You know what I mean?
We can get
shilling nonsense.
We can be real. We don't have to be funny all the time.
Yeah,
are you getting emotional after your sun gaze?
Oh, no. It's probably the white gloss.
Probably.
You know? It's not the sun gaze.
No. No, it is. I told you we're crying tonight. It's going to happen,
white
dude.
White girl wasted.
Yeah, this is what we do.
Oh, my God. I thought he loved me. Oh, my gosh.
Where's Tomer?
He just wants to play the Xbox. He spends no time with me.
All right, we'll be back. And we are back.
We got Tony Mueller here. What's up, Mr. Sports on Tap here. What's up, Mr. Mueller?
Well, we just missed a putt. Not feeling too great about our score right now, but we're having a good time. Even though we are by ourselves on the holes, the group that we were supposed to play with didn't show up. So we're.
They must have heard about you.
Yeah, they must have known that we were playing with us and said, "Hell with that, they're going to stay home."
I was watching the putt competition last year. We're not even going, boys.
Yeah. Well, I got to give little Matt a run for his money here, you know.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah.
I got the butter putter long putt as of, you know, 4 holes ago.
So. Okay, all right.
We're going to try to keep it in the Mueller household.
Oh, you are, huh?
Tom hasn't even
now,
hit yet.
Now it's my turn to spend the money.
Hey, I'm only in for $60. I think he was like 300 last year.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lucrative venture after Tom got up there.
It really was. I chirped them guys. My mouth probably raised a good $700.
This
right
is an expensive tournament for us, but it goes to a good cause.
It really does.
We're more than happy to throw out some cash.
Nice. What's going on at Tap tonight?
Same stuff. As long as the rain stays away, Friday and Saturday nights on the top are always a good time. So hopefully some of the guys, if they stay sober enough, will make their way down that way. It's hit or miss for us right now. We're feeling pretty good, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I was up there the other day. It was a good vibe. I mean, that was really fun up there. Talked to your dad for a while and everything. Had some laughs. So
yeah, it's always a good time to be outside in the summer times. It's like golf, honestly. I compare it to golf all the time, having the top. It's like, by the time the spring rolls around, everybody's itching to get out there, and by fall we're ready to do something else, and then it's new again in the spring. So it's good. There's a lot of outdoor spots nowdays in Minot that
are nothing like that
up.
Though. Nothing like that. Nothing like a view though. I mean, you really
it's such
really
a view too. I mean, like an iconic view that you never had before. I'm just seeing snaps of it, but I'm like jealous. Like people, like the views we see of like Broadway, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's a different view of Minot.
It makes Minot look like not so bad of a little place.
it does. Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Yep, for sure. Yeah, it did. Yeah, you gotta be away from something to miss it a little bit, exactly, So, exactly. Yeah, like you said, when I was up at Sports on Top, you said, "Man, Ben's a Denver guy, but Dome, you're a Minot guy.
You're a North Dakota guy.
Yeah, you're a North Dakota guy exactly. For sure, man. Yeah."
The funny story I have about the rooftop and Kirk is that the night before we opened, we were up there, we were scrambling, we were trying to get everything done, and we had just kind of sat down, cracked a beer. We were chilling. We had hung all the lights. We thought we were basically ready for the next day. And then all of a sudden, a couple guys started moseying up the stairs, and we're kind of all the way on the Broadway side, sitting down on one of the couches. And there's Kirk and Eric Breen, who's throwing part of this tournament. They start, walking over to us, and it was just us that worked there. And he comes over, and I think they were at a couple of other places earlier in the night. And you could tell he had a few, and he sat down, and he was so complimentary. Nobody had been up there yet at all except for us.
Okay.
And he sat down right next to me on the couch, and we sat there, and he was just kind of looking around, like you were talking about the views at night. It's kind of cool. You see the town, and he was just so complimentary. He said, "Fuck, Tone, this is fucking sweet." And I was
that's
just like,
"That's a good
like,
Kirk impression." That was really good.
At that time, I was just like, "Yeah, it's cool," but like, I was so stressed, and I was like, "This, we're gonna fuck this whole thing up." It was kind of a nightmare, but I'll always remember that. We always joke, like, our favorite times is like before it opens and like after it closes, like we can actually enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
Out. And it was before we had opened it up in general, and he popped up there. Sat down, we had a beer, and I'll always remember that. I mean, every single time, every year we open the rooftop up, I'll always have that kind of memory of Kirk kind of popping up and being so nice and complimentary. And
yeah, normally ain't like that usually to us, banter him a lot, So it's kind of cool to have them moments. It's like we all give each other so much shit, but then we'll find, like, me and Tony will be alone together and we'll be like, it's kind of weird being nice to each other because no one else is around,
We don't have to razz and give each other as much shit.
Yeah, exactly. So those are cool moments, like the calm before the storm and stuff, and then like the after at 2 o'clock after everyone's gone and you kind of get to wind down and kind of relax yourself. Yep. I mean, I get that feeling. It's a good one.
It's the thing after any day of work or anything like that. It's nice to kind of take it all in sometimes.
Hard to be on 24/7. It's good.
On 24/7.
Yeah.
Anytime you see that guy, it's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't get to let my hair down, but I'm sure the feeling then.
I didn't even know that was you.
Yeah, I know.
Some sun on that head.
Yeah. Tony walks up and I'm staring up into the sunlight, and he's like, "What the fuck is that guy doing? Is that Tome?"
Chris was saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Better looking brother Tone.
Oh man, thanks, dude. I don't get that a lot, honestly. With a younger me and Tony, I guess Tony doesn't really struggle from that, but the younger brother being, the 2.0, I mean.
He's a 2.0. I used to beat the shit out of my brother his whole life, and now I'm very nice to him because I don't think I'd win in too many wrestling
games. Yeah, but hey, our technique of picking on our younger brothers, I mean, it really paid off. I mean, you can't argue with that our method works,
He's strong and big tough guy now, and I take all the credit for that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I take 30% of the credit for Ben. Anything Ben does at marathon, that was me beating you up when you were 7.
He screws me though, because anything that like he fucks up on, he's like, he blames it on me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
all his scapegoat, bad attributes,
just the whipping post.
Jerk, yeah,
he's like, "Oh, it's because you were like that." And I'm like, you can't. It's win, lose.
Yeah, Well, it's nice being the oldest boy, though. There's a mantra to that.
Did you watch Succession on HBO?
I did not know.
The very last episode, he's gonna get the eldest boy is going to get screwed out of the company. And he's like, I'm the eldest boy. I'm the eldest boy. That's kind of, I kind of feel like that. Yeah, right.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Matt Mueller beat me out last year in the old long putt.
The butter putter.
You know, I really liked him, but now there's like a 10% hatred I have. It's just like.
Well, I'd like for that butter putter to actually help out a little bit here. I'm the only one that's making any putts today.
We got to go get some BV.
We need to take another shot. You guys want a shot?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Right. I would never turn that down.
Yeah, right? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Mueller. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay? Yeah.
That's perfect.
Here a little bit. We got Matt Mueller here.
How we doing? How we doing? How we
good,
doing?
Good, good. We got Tony Mueller's little twin here.
You yeah, know? You know, I won the butter putter last year. I can't make all of them, you know. I make too
How
many
How much
people
were you into it?
Bad.
Just curious. I've been wondering all year. What do you think you... I mean, you were... At one point, the guy handing out the balls couldn't even take all the money.
And it wasn't just Matt, though. There's a lot of guys.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Know.
Me
hey,
and
thank
Callen,
you so much.
It was actually me and Callen. We just kept going back and forth, five for five for five for five. And
Cracker Tome.
I believe I have three receipts for $100 each out of the ACM at the bar. And I had $40 left in my wallet. Jesus. Now... We don't know how much money I brought out to the course, so we'll just stick with, I said 260. We'll stick with that.
That sounds good.
So I made a deal.
You're still
on the
up
putter.
A few yeah. hundred dollars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tom just took his shot. You don't take your shots with friends anymore? You just take them right away?
Well, we cheers.
We don't have, we cheers?
Do you not know the etiquette of taking shots?
I've never taken
we
a shot
cheers,
with you, without,
you
like a,
shot.
Without like a 30 second fucking run of the mill.
I'm
fucking,
sorry, you want me to spoon feed it to you?
Yeah, let me get one.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. But yeah,
that was delicious. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you what do you do at Tap? What is your position? I guess.
Position is serve the food up there. You
serve
know?
The food. So you're in charge of the food. Nice.
You gotta have the vibes. You gotta have the views, and then you gotta have the eats as well.
You
know?
Do. So, you guys do have everything there.
Yeah,
that is
we,
pretty
we
cool.
We bring the eats up from the basement down there. Planet Pizza vibes.
Nice.
And so yeah, I make sure that you know we get everybody. That wants to come up there and have a little dinner, have a little appetizer,
yeah.
have a little grub. We get it up there.
Keep nice. Things running smoothly.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, good experience. You yeah, know yeah. what I'm saying?
Exactly. The best is when I call in my order from Plant Pizza. I mean, I haven't been able to do it in 2 years because I've been in Denver, but I'll order something and then Tony will show up at my door. You yeah, know, I'm like, yeah. I'm kind of just, you know, dressed down. I'm just chilling. All of a sudden, I got Mueller chirping me at the door.
Exactly. Yeah. You let the older brother, you know, work all night up there when you are down in the pizza kitchen a little bit, but then that allows me to be able to go up there and sit on a couch
there you
and
go.
Watch him run around with
yeah.
his head cut off because I was, you know, serving all the stuff.
Yeah.
So,
no
know.
One sees the behind the scenes, but he's back in there yeah. in the trenches taking nades, John.
You know? I'm actually just in the back room, you know, rolling putts with the butter putter. Oh, you
yeah.
know,
so. Practicing. Yeah. Quiet on the
yeah,
set.
Yeah,
so. Quiet on the set.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've had about, I think, 75% of the Elms in there working for me, so.
Oh, you have. You yeah, have.
And the tomes and everything. So.
It's a good workforce. Yeah. It's a good workforce.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Wow. So.
That's funny.
Absolutely.
It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe.
So, and you guys, when I order something, you type in my phone number, do you see all my previous orders?
We can, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think one time I called and you picked up the phone, I typed in my number, and you gave a genuine, holy shit. This guy's been,
it's
this
actually
guy loves
under,
taco pizza.
We have 69
yeah. We have a description. We have a description under, and Nick Tome comes up and it says, speak slowly.
Accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah,
yeah. Not so. Defending myself there.
Yeah.
They'll put your name on a bench.
They will. They will. They will. Yeah, yeah. I said earlier that Mueller, Tony always threatens me. You know, back in the day, you know, he treated me pretty good. And he, if I ever mouth off too much, he goes, I'm just going to send you a fucking $10,000 bill for all the fucking food you've eaten at that place.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, all that chicken yeah. tortilla soup.
Hey, did you watch the new Mario movie?
I did.
You got to watch. It's great.
So
it's
yeah, it's
really?
Wonderful.
So good.
Yeah.
You got to watch. It made me think of you when I kicked you out of the Planet Pizza.
Oh,
beat me
the Mario Tennis.
Yeah, Mario Tennis.
Dude, what'd you think of those snaps when I ran into Allie Lambert at NOLA's? And I don't know who this is, you know, and all of a sudden she goes, well, I started talking about the basement of Planet Pizza and stuff, and I go,
that was when
you're
I was dating
Allie. You're Allie.
Yeah,
and remember we waxed you and Duran at tennis and you kicked me out of your building.
Oh, that's when
you threw a VHS tape at me and go, you think I'm scared of you, Tom? You think I'm scared of you? I laughed my whole way up the steps, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That was funny. And then I had to call you back. I was so salty that you booted me out. I wanted my 64 back. I called him like 5 minutes later. Give me my 64.
Well, I think then we ran it back for a tournament or something.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Did.
Yeah.
Man, that was some great times, just by the
loser.
Way.
I'm a bad loser.
Hey, we were competitive, man.
We were.
Competition creates struggle. Struggle creates greatness, you know?
That's what it is. It's a way of learning.
It's a way of learning.
That was the Tennessee whiskey there, I think.
You know, woo, so.
Are you writing down things that Ben
deep.
Says?
Shit's getting deep.
He's like, Ben, say that again
don't
so I can mark this
don't give that guy any
down.
More credit.
He's running his marathons. He's like, struggle creates
hair. Yeah, yeah. Greatness. My brother's drunk when he said that. It's like, I live by it.
Struggle creates hair loss.
Does stress, bro. I think so. I think for real, so. Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell you guys aren't that stressed out.
Yeah, right.
Jeez. Good talking to you, boys.
Man, it's a pleasure.
Really good seeing you guys.
We're going to go figure out what's going on at this next hole and bomb some drives out there.
All right, man. Yeah, you guys lock it in.
Lock it in, baby.
Good luck. Keys, good seeing you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, take her easy. Hey, good shit, Matt. Always.
Thank you, buddy.
Good shit, buddy. All right, you guys enjoy.
One extra mic. So,
Under.
We'll share one.
You just got to make sure you hold it close. Actually, I'll take that one.
I'll
take this one
from
there.
There we go.
All right.
We are here with the Cart Girls at Souris Valley Golf Course. It's a little tradition that we've done for 3 years. We always like to talk to the Cart Girls and just kind of get a feel for what's going on. Kind of like, you know, what the consumption is like. What
their
the boys
struggles, their good parts of the days. But,
I mean, you guys are like our birds. We send you out. How's everybody doing? Are the vibes good or what do we think?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think everybody's doing good. Everybody's finally starting to get a little liquored up.
A little loose? Yeah.
Buying more alcohol, which is good.
Nice.
Good cadence, not too early, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was usually we see some coffees and some waters, and then as the boys get buzzing a little bit, they get a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll start with you. What's your name?
Jennifer.
How long have you been cart girling? Is that the proper running term?
So we're actually not cart girls for Souris River.
You're not?
No.
Well, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so Eric Breen is my husband. He's one of the guys that are putting the tournament on.
Absolutely, nice. Yeah.
Yep. So him and Kirk used to golf together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yep. He was on last year. We met him last year.
And
yeah.
Breen puts this on with Zahn, pretty much. Yep. They do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work that nobody sees.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't even cart girls. You're organizers.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know that. I feel like an idiot now.
We're wives and girlfriends of the organizers.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, you guys do an amazing job. We were just talking about, we were talking with Mike, and we couldn't even imagine the amount of work that it takes to put on a tournament like this.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
So true.
Yeah, so you guys have done a great job running. I golf a few of these a year in the cities and all around the United States, and this is one of the best. This is the best ran tournament I've been a part of.
I agree.
So
it's pretty smooth.
It's only the third year, and I mean
no snags, nothing. No. I mean everyone's cool, everyone's happy, everyone you know gets their wife to drive them back here tomorrow. You know, what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Doghouse for a couple days, but nothing too. It's worth it with the boys. You know, you gotta keep the scale equal. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So yeah, this went. This is definitely, I guess, started as a cart girl interview, but I guess
it did.
Can you just pretend you're cart girls for today?
Yeah, all right, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
What's the shot of choice? What are we selling them? Like, what are we? Oh, you guys don't have shots. What are people drinking? Is it acceptable for the boys to be drinking claws?
Yeah.
Are you seeing
absolutely.
A lot of claws going out to the boys?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. A lot of sweeter drinks, twisted teas.
Twisty teas for the boys. Yeah. Yeah, get it going.
What's probably went the most? The one drink that's went the most today.
Twisted Teas and Ultras.
All right.
Absolutely.
Those yeah. people gotta watch twisted.
Your, yeah. Twisty yeah. Teas, you know what I'm saying? It's a different vibe
well,
and Ultras.
It's nice out. It's
low
refreshing.
Carbs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You drink fast. Couldn't ask for better weather.
I know.
No, this is for big guys.
As
I mean,
a
we have burner
fellow.
Shirts in here for getting too sweaty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're cool, calm, and collected over here. I was chilly earlier.
Yeah, actually. I see everybody's got them Kirkham Classic hats that girls are wearing. Where does the guy get one of those?
So they only had 25 of them made.
Oh, really?
So you can't have one, Tom.
The cart girls, and then
you got to be part of the staff.
How much for that one on your head right now?
I can't give it away. I promised it to my boyfriend who's golfing today.
All right,
okay,
all right.
This interview is over.
I'm gonna have to start bidding these out as they come by.
We can make our own hats. We're
I feel a little left out.
Yeah,
make sure you guys get yourselves a shirt. It says on the back, it says, what is it? The Just send it.
Yeah.
That was one of Kirk's famous
the mottos. Quotes, yep. Kind of could be his autobiography.
Right.
That's awesome.
You know? Yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
So liquor consumption is good. To a late start, but I know this group, and I feel like we're going to get to the finish line. I don't think it'll be a problem. Are we worried that we might run out of anything?
Ice.
Ah. Okay.
The classic struggle.
I feel like you could probably sell white twisties and the boys will still do them. You know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep them in the shade, they'll drink.
Just hold them up in the air for a little while. They'll cool off.
And you girls are just in charge of this. Is the back nine?
Yep. So there's two of us, or two groups. So two girls are on the front nine, and then we're on the back nine.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. Sweet.
You guys are making pretty good rounds.
Yeah. Yeah. You're, you're really good. I mean, I haven't been thirsty. I can tell you that. Yeah. Been doing a great job.
We're trying.
Hey, these girls even went and got us some chips. Yes. No charge.
Absolutely.
We don't want to disappoint as long as you guys are happy.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Special treatment. They got our rider. Doritos and White Claws.
Doritos and White Claws. I mean, that right there. You could probably live off of that. You know?
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for talking to us. You guys are doing a great job. We better not keep you too long, or I don't want to be responsible.
For,
you know what I'm saying? Sober 7 o'clock shout outs. You know, no one wants that.
No one does. Yeah. No one does. But we appreciate you ladies doing a great job.
No problem. Thank you. We'll hit you back up with some more White Claws probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll probably do one. We'll probably do another round. We're
keep them coming. I'm going to have to find the garbage can. We're running out of places to put them in here.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Dude, we've been famished all day. We've been in the middle of nowhere.
At the beginning, did you guys not get any brats?
No, we didn't eat before we came. They were lucky. Like the stand-in cart ladies were nice enough to bring us chips.
Well,
that's all we'd eaten since breakfast.
There will be steaks afterwards.
Awesome.
So you guys are more than welcome.
Tom's gonna finish his
I'm gonna finish
the only tournament I've ever been to, and I've been doing these for about 8-9 years, where one of the organizers brings you deer sticks. Just randomly. So really rolling it out for us here. But
classic, baby. Doesn't get much better.
Hold on here. Just let me finish chewing my food.
Yeah, I'll chew my food. All right, we got Callan Elm here, a.k.a. Richard.
Yep.
How are we doing today, buddy?
Playing freaking great.
Nice.
Having a good day.
Currently in first place, I was led to believe.
I think so.
Yeah, we checked the scoreboard last. The group in front of you had it on their phone.
We've chipped in for Eagle twice.
Very nice.
And other than that, we haven't had too many mess-ups.
How was the chipping for Eagle? Like, how was that?
It wasn't me, but to watch it. It's fan-freaking-tastic.
Nice.
Happened twice today. Afterwards, I just start jumping on people and humping.
Dude, Zon just dropped one from a ways out on camera, and we seen a double. Would it be a standing bear hug? It was like Cirque du Soleil over there.
Yeah.
I knew it was in. I knew it was in right when
we knew it. I know the putt was
a good leap.
The putt was very impressive.
You got up there.
I can jump higher than you.
Yeah. Someone jumped on Zon's back, and Callan made the leap.
Phillips carried Zon and carried me as well.
There you go.
So how you doing? How's it going this year?
We're
you guys
doing great.
Golfing better than normal?
Yes. We're doing a lot better than last year. I'm conscious on the back nine.
This is a new look for you.
You are a lot better.
I feel great. I ain't too messed up. Phillips is trying to get me there so they can get a few strokes on us. But
right. It's a strategy.
I think I got a long drive a few holes ago. But
yeah.
No big deal.
No. Callan, I could use a favorite. I mean, we're pretty good buddies,
I'm always a favorite for you, and so it's a lot on my shoulders. I'm not going to lie.
But we're gamblers.
This year, we're going to pull through, I think. We're playing well. Right now, I got the long drive dick ball. I don't know if you can see that, but I've carried that for a few holes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a big dick ball. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's actually very good. You have a future in that.
We're passing it around for whoever has a long drive.
Yeah. Let me see it.
Yeah, it's just a.
Oh, nice. Okay, I feel you.
We're not going to tell you what it is, but
it's exactly what you said it was.
But no, it's good to be on the good old stompy grounds out here at Cirrus. This is where me and Kirk, we play every day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It started out with him not wanting to bring me out here. To him wanting to beat me, I kind of worked into that. I had to work into my brother wanting to play with me and then wanting to beat me.
Yeah,
I got better than him.
So if you had to put a number on it, who won the most between you and Kirk golfing?
So Kirk would always be mad because he said I would never make a putt unless it was to beat Kirk. Dude,
sounds like exactly like him.
If there's a 15 footer to beat Kirk for a skins, I'm making it. And you'd get so mad, but I had to have that push, to want to be better than him.
Yep.
For him to, gain that respect.
Yeah.
For my older brother.
100%. Yeah.
So a lot of respect, for this course and kind of what it brought to me and to him. And
I played this course young too. This was kind of like the nicest course that we had access to.
It's the Minot Public Course. This is where all the kids in Minot grew up on.
Yeah.
It's either this or the Varden. But at the time, it was the Minot Country Club.
Right, which was a little tougher to get in. So.
It's tougher to get in. We had a few uncles out there, so us playing out there was a privilege.
And, sure.
So we work on our game here, and if we ever got out to the Varden, the Country Club, it was freaking amazing.
Nice. Yeah.
Spoiled little bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but this place brings back so many freaking memories.
Mr. Brian, we're not public school, you know.
We're
the academy.
You guys.
Slight academy.
You know, yeah.
Highfalutin, get your pinkies down. We got an interview to do. I asked you last year to give me an outro for the podcast, and I knew that you would get through it. You're a very well articulated guy, but I never imagined in a million years what I was going to be sent back. Tanner just smacked a drive. Let's go, Tanner. Let's go. Dude, you look good. Looking good.
This will be the one hole where we mess our lineup up. We've been playing steady. We've been playing hot. But okay. Since you guys are interviewing me,
we gotta go. You know,
I'm gonna skip my turn.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. But I don't want to lose. I don't want to get too far off. Nope, dude, you sent me the best outro to a podcast, to a movie, to anything. Just a message. Like, dude, I cried like 6 times listening to that. Yeah. That you're gifted. I mean, we have to do it this year too.
I'd love to do it.
It was amazing, dude. I was in disbelief when I was showing my wife. I was a fucking mess, dude. I was like, how did he do this? Like, I mean, it was unbelievable. Yeah, like, I didn't know you had it in you, kid. I didn't know you had it in you.
Yeah, when you put your mind to something.
It's a lot of love in this, and you know, a lot of love for my brother. So
absolutely,
I'll do anything for him.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers, man. Cheers, absolutely. Yeah. Every year you get to see the progression. We all get a little bit more mature. Life beats us down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. It's a roller coaster. He's got to ride it.
I'm conscious on this back nine than like last year. So hopefully,
you are 70 times better than. I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement there.
But thanks, guys. I got to hit my.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Cheers, man. Yep, thank
later,
you,
buddy.
Oh goddamn.
There you go.
Hello. Hey.
What's up, man? Boys, what's up?
How's it going?
Good, man. Eric Breen here. Eric Breen.
I don't know what the I don't know what the org chart looks like, but you're pretty high to the top of it when it comes to organizing the Kirk Elm Classic, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's me, Nick Zahn, man.
Absolutely. Every year we were talking about a little bit before, it gets a little bit easier, you know, kind of like if you listen to the first podcast that we did.
Oh, yeah.
And then hopefully listening to the end of this one, you'll see an evolution of like kind of just figuring it out and kind of finding some patterns, maybe some traditions. Are things getting easier, or, you know, is it kind of, it's got to be a daunting task, but have we learned from, you know, any mistakes? And I mean,
you know, in reality it is a daunting task, but you know, we're doing it for our boy Kirky, and
absolutely,
and you know, what we want to do is it's beyond golf. It's about Kirk, you know, and he was one of the sweetest guys ever, and love the guy, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, absolutely, you
know, he always had it. He had a big heart. I would say he'd take a shirt or shoes off for you, but he never wore shirt or shoes. So, but yeah, it's all about having fun today, man. That's one thing. You know, you play some good golf, you get some good prizes, but. And all in all, it's about having a good time, boys.
Yeah. Everybody,
that's what he wanted, right? He wanted prizes. Kirk didn't want to play in a golf tournament and win a T-shirt or like a $50 gift certificate. Yeah. This guy wants cash. This guy wants prizes. Yes. You know, he wins all these and gets nothing. So that was one thing. And I think Zahn said it last year that this is why we have such good prizes.
Yeah, and it's like you know, we played, me and Zahn and Kirk. We played a lot of tournaments together. We won a lot. We lost a lot, but in the end, we always had a great time, man. I mean, we had a better time when we lost. You know?
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
But yeah, it was awesome, man. Thank you.
I'm yet to drive by any groups and not seeing smiles on people's faces. I think everybody's having a good time. I think it's an excuse for us, you know, that don't live in town anymore to get back. And I know that there's other, you know, people coming in from everywhere to do it. So, kind of bringing it together. People are bringing their families. The wives are getting together.
Yes.
You know, you got a wife helping out now too. Yeah. It's a family event, you know.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming down. Absolutely. And helping us out and doing this podcast for 3 years, and this is fucking awesome, guys.
We enjoy doing it.
We appreciate you guys, man. Thank absolutely. You so much, man.
Yeah. We listened to the last like two before this one, like a week before. We listened to the first one, then the second one. And it was just kind of it was so funny, and just and then now like the same as this is tournament went so smooth, like not even a hiccup. I couldn't even think of one if I wanted to, and it's like the same with the podcast. It just gets better year
and,
after year.
You know, and that's
after
the thing. It's all about family, and like we had a lot of family helping us out today, and that's what it's about, man. It's about family and fun, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Donating some money to some good causes and stuff, and that's what it's about now.
Yeah, what's your best shot of the day?
Best shot of the day? Well, I chipped in on, or I made a putt on sevens for 31 feet.
Let's take this show on the road.
Can you catch up? Absolutely. Okay,
we got you on the next one then.
All right.
Okay. Got
thanks,
you on
boys.
The next one.
Thank you. Appreciate you, boys. Great work. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, going. All right, let's get this going.
And we are back. We are joined with the man himself, the head honcho, I guess you could say, the one and only Nick Zahn. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great, man.
Dude, I got to get this out right away. I'm so excited to tell. We haven't videotaped any shots all day, and we videotaped 4 shots. And the first video we took of Nick, he drained one from outside. Yeah. Just like for cool, birdie. Calm, collected, like it was on like KMOT in 1998, dude.
We're just kicking it back to like the Kirk days back in high school when, you know, you got the KX and KMOT cameras behind you. Right. Time to perform. Yeah. All right? It's time to go.
We didn't want to come up on you and be in videotape you. And Callan's like, get over here. I'm like, we don't want to make anybody nervous.
We weren't like trying to, you know, just like video everything. But that's cool.
Callan under pressure, clutch putt under pressure.
Yeah, and you guys just keep videotaping everything because it's working out good so far. So
it really is. Yeah.
Let's just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
like that's what I'm saying.
And quickly, Tanner, we haven't heard no complaints of cut cups here. You know,
cups like are good here, year. Tanner.
The cups are quite clean.
Are they clean quite this year's clean, on? They quite really clean. Are. Okay.
Cool. I cut the cup for the long putt contest, so.
Lip outs galore.
Oh, I'm pretty. Yeah. Okay, I see. I see you. I broke my legs. There's guys on me. Chalk it up to the reason we don't win Warzone games.
Yep. Shit. So tell us a little bit about it. We were kind of asking. Here. Yeah. Things getting a little bit easier. You guys are getting a little bit more. You know. Just kind of from the first year to the third year, we were kind of talking about the evolution of the podcast and like kind of the evolution of the whole event. You guys got to be getting good at it by now, right? You guys make it look so easy. That's why I asked.
Well, they're good at it.
I think we're kind of on the same path, you guys and us. We're 3 years in, and every year gets a little bit simpler. We iron out some of the kinks and some of the things that we can do ahead of time. We accomplish those things and.
Just becoming more efficient, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like this year, it was about 10:30 this morning. In the past years, like, so stressed out. We got a million things going on.
Yeah.
This year, about 11 o'clock, it was like, man, can we, like, just chill out and have a drink?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
For this thing to happen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's we're definitely getting the hang of things.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier in the cast that I called John like 2 days before, but I was like, he had answers for everything. He was on top of it. It was, like, kind of actually refreshing.
Yeah.
Like, I called someone and, do you have answers? Neat. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is the last phone call I need to make?
Yeah, I don't have to talk to anybody else. That's like, neat. Yeah, very convenient. Yeah.
Oh, but the tournament's going great. We've discussed the cause before and why we do this, and it's all for Kirky. And our main goal here is, like, if you name the tournament whatever you want, but create the same tournament, and Kirk would never miss it.
That's kind
of the goal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But this year... we've accomplished that, and now we're going to win this mode.
You guys are currently in the lead.
Currently in the lead.
Did you stick it? Callan just put it within 5. The 5 are good. The shirts help. Well, I think best dressed this year goes to your team, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Collaboration.
That means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever taken it home. I think this is the first year, but by far.
It's usually Kynes. He usually shows up like.
Yeah, really.
Kynes refused.
Changed last Kynes year.
Kynes refused
to or something, yeah. He did, yeah, you refused.
He refused an interview, so he's dead to me. But they
ooh,
were.
Ooh, shit.
It was between.
We found a soft spot there, boys.
No, I'm just joking. He usually is best dressed. And it was actually cool enough out so that he could actually wear pants. You know,
to hide
his knees.
And not be dying.
Yeah, quit hiding your knees, Jordan. So, yeah, we...
All right, I got to go knock this in for the deuce.
Thank you for having us, dude.
Thank you very
once
much.
Another one in the books almost here. We're in towards the end, dude. So smooth, so fun. I mean, everyone's having a great time.
We appreciate
you so much
all
for
the
behind-the-scenes
effort.
I really appreciate you guys being here and documenting this momentous day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
Tom, Bird, all, you guys rock.
Hey. Fuck yeah.
Congratulations,
too,
man.
We'll see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have you ever wanted something so bad you'd give anything for it? An arm? A leg? Maybe your firstborn child? Well, on June 10th, 2023, Team Just Send the Butter went to war out at Searles Valley Golf Course. We were draining putts, chipping in, and sending 300-yard piss missiles down the center stripe. Shooting 1,755, Nick Zahn, Eric Breen, Tanner Tuttle, and yours truly are the 2023 Kirk Allen Classic Champions.
We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions.
Big thank you to Steve Kotzik and everyone out at Surf Valley for letting us use the course and making this such a special experience. As I was trying to explain in the interview, which I'm horrible at, this is the course we grew up on. So we have so many memories, so many brother battles, and this is the course that made us the golfers who we are today. This year was once again a blast. If you're not there, you're missing out. The weather was near perfect. Just had the classic North Dakota 10 to 20 mile per hour wind, as expected. It's so special to see the overwhelming support this community has for the Elm family and for each other. To the sponsors, 20 plus volunteers, everyone who donated, and to all the family and friends who came out to play, and to you, Bert, all in tone, for doing this podcast. We'd like to thank you for all the love and support, because we couldn't do any of this without all of you. This tournament fills up quick, so be checking emails, follow the Facebook page if you want to play next year. Prizes get better and better and better. If you have any recommendations on the tournament, or if you'd like to help, also contact the Facebook page. This one felt special. It was a good win out at Surf Valley. It felt special to win one out there. And I know Kirk will be proud of this. Nothing feels better than being a Kirk Elm Classic champion. Can't wait to get our names engraved on that trophy. Well, we now have a title to defend. You all better bring your A game next year, because we're sending the butter.